This is Shutters Inc. with Bruce Williams and Glyn Lavender.
Hi, and welcome to episode 419 of Shutters Inc. This is Bruce Williams from ShuttersIncPodcast.com, and on the other end of Source Connect, Mr. Glyn Lavender from CreativePhotoWorkshops.com.au. How are you?
I am just marvellous, mate. We've just done something
that we've never done
in 250-odd episodes or whatever, 300, 400 episodes.
Yep.
It's never, ever been done.
We have. We've set a benchmark.
Me and you sat there. We've reached a lofty height, which may never be attained again.
That's right.
What do I speak of, Bruce?
We just did what might be construed as pre-recording research.
Research? We actually watched a video someone sent to us. They sent us a link of a video
8 minutes
on a
worth.
New product.
Eight minutes worth.
You watched all of it. I could have skipped through bits, but it's still pretty darn good for us.
The amount of research I just did equated to 50% of the useful content of the entire history of this podcast.
I mean, I'm talking about that's it. I mean, I've never worked so hard for this podcast. I've never worked so hard.
Oh, dear.
Now our listeners should be proud that we put this much forethought. Now the simple fact that we have absolutely nothing to talk about tonight,
yeah,
other than the few measly bits of stuff that people have been kind enough to send us. And that me waffling on like this is a mere excuse to try and take up some time so the podcast lasts more than 4.5 minutes is nothing to do with it.
No, exactly.
What we should have done, and we've missed a big opportunity here, is we should have recorded us listening to the video
responding
together.
Responding to the video.
we would have had content.
I would have had to bleep too much of it.
But we would have had content and because here's the thing. I learned this in the States from one of these YouTube guys, influencer type guys.
Oh, okay, yeah.
There's a whole new type of YouTube video that's getting really popular.
Oh, okay. What's that?
Called reaction videos.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah.
So basically, you sit and watch something for the first time and film yourself reacting to it.
Yes. Yeah.
We could have done an audio version of that.
Probably not quite as compelling.
I'm not sure the other one's compelling. I'm not sure where you're
Well, do you know where that whole phenomenon started?
Gogglebox.
No.
No, tell me where.
No. To the best of my knowledge, the first reaction videos that really made a big splash was reactions of people watching episode 9 of season 3 of Game of Thrones, the episode known as The Red Wedding. And here's the interesting thing. The guys who made Game of Thrones. Yeah. Seriously. The guys that made Game of Thrones, when they pitched the idea to HBO, they said, we want to take these books by George R. R. Martin and we want to make it into a TV show. And they said to HBO, to the bean counters who were going to sign off or not sign off on the idea, they said, we want to make this show because of what happens at this point in the book, which we reckon is going to be at the end of the third season. So they were really pitching for a long game. They're going, we want at least a 3-season commitment because what happens in this, you know, in this scene at the end of the third season is going to, you know, just be that critical to the success of the show. And for anyone who's watched the show, they know what I'm talking about. And for anyone who hasn't watched the show, you've got no idea, and that's fine. But the reaction video
just for that. That.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. Anyway, back to we should introduce this particular story. This was something
Can I just do a few? I want to do a few little reactions. If that's okay.
Okay. Reenactments of your reactions.
Yeah. So this could be a whole new thing.
How meta is this?
Oh, jeez. Oh, look at that. Oh, you're kidding me. No. People bought this thing. Oh, jeez. Look at that. Oh, that's worse than my Yashica. Oh, look at that. Oh, the noise. Look, oh. How do people get suckered into this stuff? Watch. I need 8 minutes worth of these reactions, don't I?
Yes, exactly.
I could run out of superlatives.
Quite possible.
Let's spread them out. I reckon I did enough there for one every, say, 40 seconds.
Yeah.
There we go.
So this is all hinges.
You're not going to cut that out of the
audio. I will not cut that out, Glenn.
Because, you know, that's like 40 more seconds of content to
that's
this
correct.
Very short episode.
That's right. This was a story that Adam sent us, and it was titled, this is from F-Stop.
Adam who, sorry?
The usual Adam.
Not Adam who, sorry?
Adam Davidson.
Ah, Adam
You're
Davidson.
You're really trying to pad this episode out, aren't you?
Working hard, dude, working hard. He's been around a long time. He's probably around, I'd say, the majority of our episodes, wouldn't you say? I'm not sure he's been listening for the last 200 or 300, but he's been submitting.
I don't think we need to pad this much.
You sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
I guess you sure how desperate you are when you're talking about Adam.
The worst camera we've ever tested is hilariously bad. And when I saw that title, I thought, oh, this is going to be about the Yashica, because everyone's panning your camera. You're the only person that I've seen on the interwebs who's saying this thing is awesome.
I love it.
But no, this was not about your Yashica camera. This was just a phenomenal story, and the 8-minute video is worth watching, having just watched it myself.
After we just watched it.
Yes. Well, you watched the highlights.
I watched the expurgated version.
Yes.
You know?
I'm just going to read this last paragraph from the blog post on F-Stoppers. I'm not saying you should never back another Kickstarter or Indiegogo campaign, but if the product seems complex, especially for a startup, there's a very good chance they won't be able to pull it off. Just wait for the product to come to market and for the reviews to come out. If the product is good, it'll be easy to buy. But 99% of the time, these products will never actually be able to compete once they hit the market. This thing is amazing. I mean, it's essentially a video camera with no screen and no buttons on it. You attach a USB cable from the video camera to your iPhone and you record the content. And this was the bit I didn't understand, because at the start of the video it said that the content recorded straight to your phone, but in the middle of the video it said that you then had to, you know, go into the app and select the film clips and manually copy them across to your phone. So yeah. It was a little inconsistent.
What happens to a lot of things is the app holds all the information, and the app's on your phone, and the data is on your phone, but it's not like in your camera roll or anything like that, so you've got to save it to your camera roll.
Oh, right, I get
it. So it's like a sorting house. You sort out what you want to keep or what you don't want to keep,
right. Save
the stuff you want to keep I'm assuming that's what they mean.
Right.
Which is good, see, because that misunderstanding of yours just then, and then my clarification of your misunderstanding took up at least like another minute of this podcast.
And it means that we actually offered some valuable content.
Damn. We've done research.
I don't know if you skipped the part or whether you actually saw this, but there was a part where he said that the bracket on top of the camera is designed so that your iPhone mounts in landscape orientation, but the app will only run in portrait orientation, so all of the text is at 90 degrees. So you've got to tilt your head to one side to read it all. Oh, man. Adam, thanks so much for the story, man. That was hilarious.
This episode could get like a whatever awards they get for podcasts. Are there podcast awards, Bruce?
There are.
You should think about submitting this episode to podcast awards.
Do you remember how I said this was all very meta? We'd end up being the podcast that gets reviewed like this camera.
But that's okay, because I, you know, as Oscar Wilde said, there's only one thing
there's
worse
no such
than being
thing
talked
as bad
about.
Publicity.
No, there's only one thing worse than being talked about.
Not being talked about.
Not being talked about. You know. So, you know, I'm down with, because I'm not going to listen to our podcast, so I'm not going to listen to their podcast picking on us.
Fair enough.
You know, I just want the bottle of wine and the award. Is that the way it goes?
Something like
and
that.
And I don't even drink.
Yeah.
What I loved, and I think where the real entertainment in this YouTube video vloggy thing. Speaking of vlogs, so we just got a tangent. I've never seen so many vloggers in my life that I did at the Photo Plus the other week.
Oh, really?
In New York. My God. I think you must have a funny hat to be a vlogger. You've got to wear a hat.
Oh, okay.
I think you have to be moderately short and wear a funny hat.
Right.
To be a vlogger, because that seemed to be like the archetypal.
Right.
I had so many. I was trying to get them to just vlog each other.
Right.
There was just so, I mean, every stand you're at had four or five guys with video cameras and fluffy microphones wanting to do a vlog post.
Yeah, right.
I think there were more vloggers than attendees.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I think soon we won't need to go anywhere. We could send a vlogger instead. I can't afford to send the whole family to Europe this year. Let's just send a vlogger to vlog it for us. We can sit at home and watch it ourselves. You know? There could be a market. There could be a business in this. Vlog travel. Vloggers. Well, the vloggerators. There we are. We vlog for you.
Well, I'm pretty sure if you wanted to, you could just go onto YouTube and search any particular destination that you felt like going to. And
No, because what the vlogger's going to do, he's going to walk along and say, Becky, look at this, Obi. And little Jimmy, he's going to make it personal, dude. He's going to have the names of your family and the things that you want to see.
Right.
And he's going to vlog his little heart out, but he's going to talk to you like he's one of the family.
Right.
Oh, Jimmy, look at this. Oh, we've talked about this for years, and here we fuck. Well, here I am. I'm watching this on TV, but here we kind of are together. You know, we finally, well, I've made it for you, and I don't actually know you, but still, you know, I reckon there's a personalised video travel for people.
Right.
I might do the photo version of it.
You do that.
No, if I'll ramp up my Photoshop skills.
Yeah.
Send me photos to your family members and the places they'd like to go. I'll go there and I'll take photos and Photoshop them into the spots.
Fantastic.
There you go. Give me a selection of photos of some of them sitting down, some of them standing, some of them leaning on stuff, sometimes with their arms around each other. Give me a selection.
Yeah.
Tell you what, because I mean, it's like you've heard these personal shoppers. People go shopping for rich people,
right?
Well, I could be a personal traveller.
Yeah,
I could be a personal photographer, your personal family photo traveller.
Yep.
So anyway, the best thing about this video, this vlog, which is where we got distracted, is the comments.
Oh, I haven't read the comments.
There's 634 of them, Bruce.
Oh,
there's,
no.
There's got to be out. There's got to be hours of entertainment, which is stuff like such as this camera is ideal. It's perfect to record sightings of Bigfoot, Loch Ness Monster, and UFOs. Just because it's so blocky and impossible to tell what's on it, there's bound to be that, you know. But I mean, I'm sure I haven't looked at very many. But yeah, there's 638. Comments to go on the fun with, I'm quite sure. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Have you seen that YouTube channel, Will It Blend?
Yes.
Yeah, I think they should send it to that.
Yeah,
that seems like
totally.
A natural progression.
Definitely. Definitely. So thank you, Adam. Got great enjoyment out of that. And of all of the stories we've ever covered, I absolutely do implore everyone
this to go, is one
and,
of them.
Go and watch this video because it is horrendous. Rob Coates sent us a message via the show notes from the last episode.
Did he? And we have a website, do we?
What?
Where were the show notes?
They appear beside the podcast. On shattersincpodcast.com.
Is that a website?
Yes, that is the website. Thank you for paying attention.
To what?
So last week's episode was called, Oh My God, You're Glyn Lavender. Rob Coates wrote.
Was it?
Oh my God, can we afford Glyn Lavender? Glyn's rubbing shoulders with the Tamron hierarchy while scoffing $60 steaks and sharing a $250 seafood platter is one thing.
That's US dollars, I might add.
Yeah, but when another prominent star of the US camera world reels back and says, not the Glyn Lavender, it begs the question. Can we still expect him to appear for nothing on the world's best-loved photography podcast? I hope
Which podcast is that?
This one. Shutters Inc. Podcast. At shuttersincpodcast.com.
The world's best-loved.
That's right. Yes.
Why, by your mum?
Yeah, by me.
Your mum's favourite, my mum's favourite podcast.
Dispensing 16 minutes of good advice across 400-odd hours of podcast is not to be sneezed at, and Bruce, you'll be hard-pressed to find someone else who can equal that feat, I'm sure. But meanwhile, I'll tune in next week with fingers crossed. Keep up the good work, Rob Coates.
I mean, some people have both a very high threshold to pain.
Yep.
And a low threshold of boredom. They really need to think about it. You know, it's a great combination that our listeners have.
Yeah. That's right.
And I think if we could line all seven up in the same continent, in the same room, and we could, you know, maybe do an IQ test, I think we'd and maybe a pain and boredom test, I reckon we'd find there'd be a lot of similarities, shall we say.
Dear. Anyway. Thanks, Rob. We also heard from Peter Sambell, who said, Hi, Bruce and Glyn, another interesting podcast, and particularly hearing about...
Which one's that? So we've heard about the world's best podcast, and this guy's been, Pete's been listening to an interesting one. There's some good podcasts out there that should put the names in.
That's right. And particularly hearing about Glyn's tip, re-Uber pooling in New York, as we're going to be there later this month. I'll also...
So finally, something useful on our podcast, something about getting a car.
Yes. I'll also look forward to hearing your comparison between Luminar and Affinity Photo.
Do you want to hear a funny thing?
Yeah.
So I was at Photo Plus. I met the head marketing director for Luminar and Skylum, the company. So I shot him an email saying, dude, remember we met? He said, give you an email, blah, blah, blah. Email bounces back. He's left the company the day after.
Oh, you're kidding.
The day after. Can you believe it? Oh. With another contact name for saying, for any inquiries. I mean, I spoke to the guy like 2 days previously. There was no mention.
Oh, by the way, I'm leaving.
Yeah, so maybe let me introduce you to this other guy because yeah, he'll want to talk to you. So there was another email saying any inquiries, email this guy. I've emailed this guy and got no reply. So I've made another connection with somebody else today saying, hey, do you know anyone on the inside? Because yeah, I can't spend $49 of my own money to find out.
Anyway, Peter says, I purchased Luminar last November 2017 and was getting to grips with it until they released an upgrade in April 2018. This upgrade does not work on my Windows Toshiba laptop, which is 3 years old. When trying to open Luminar, an error is displayed, OpenGL 3.3 and later is required for this application to run. Try updating your graphics drivers. Toshiba say there isn't a newer graphics driver, so I'm prevented from using the new upgrades as are many other users with older machines. Unfortunately, when I've contacted Skylum, they really are not interested in sorting out this issue for many users. Good luck testing, and I wish the upgrades worked for me, as it is a great piece of software which does seem to do most of what Lightroom does. Well.
That's not very nice, is it?
No. No. And I would say, if it only does some of what Lightroom does, Peter, then maybe you need to check out Darktable. Just saying.
It's always there. Now, funny enough... I just Googled OpenGL, because that's me, GL, 3.3.
Yeah.
And the first thing that came up was the On1 software, photo software, having the same issue.
Oh, really?
So On1, bang, straight away, how to update video card driver Windows only, blah, blah, blah. If you're receiving the Open 3.GL 3.3, it's an error message when launching or installing Photo Raw. Please make sure your machine meets the minimum requirements listed here. Yeah, so it looks like it could be a fairly common problem. So after you've got to update the GPU driver from your manufacturer's website, and if they don't have that, then I guess that's going to be an issue. But let me. I'm going to send this to you.
Yeah.
Because I want just in case, Pete. This information can help because the stuff there about sending your graphics drivers and all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
So maybe that might be information that could come in handy. So I'm going to send that through into the chat bar there.
Cool.
Because I'm too lazy to send you an email.
Okay.
So that's the on one help desk on that issue. So you never know. Hopefully. It's quite complex. I don't have time to sit and read it right now. But
yeah.
Plus, researching two things in one episode is really, it's kind of beyond us,
yeah,
frankly. But hopefully that works, because I'm working on a 10-year-old laptop.
Wow.
And, tell me about it. Apple stuff keeps working, dude. It's not like this PC stuff. Yeah. Well, 10 years is as fast now as the day I got it.
Yeah.
You know?
The only problem is you can't update the operating system on it.
Oh, I can, yeah.
That's really?
Yeah.
Ah. I thought Apple did this thing where once it's more than two generations old, you can't update the operating system.
I think it's only on their iPads and stuff. It's not going to be the problem with their computers. Okay.
Finally, we got a message from Lior in Israel who said, "G'day, Inks. Just wanted to direct your attention at the wonderful photographs here. Keep up the good work." And this is on thisiscolossal.com. And it is a bunch of forced perspective photographs, which is some very clever stuff here. Yeah, definitely worth having a look at.
Let me have a little gander. Dramatic perspective. Oh, I see what you saw, right? Yeah, there's some cool shots. I mean, it's clever stuff. If you visualize that sort of stuff, it's really, really, really clever. I did have one thing. I'll see if I can find it on a Chinese library. Not being one to really want to go out and photograph architecture.
Yeah.
This new futuristic library in China with 1.2 million books.
Yeah.
Looks like a phenomenal place to shoot. So I've actually sent you the link on your phone because I was too lazy to take it off my phone.
Right.
So if you have your phone handy.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness! That some of the shots in this place are astounding.
Right,
and I reckon I would love to send our mate Mike Holman there.
Yeah, right.
Because he's got that architecture ability.
Yeah,
I reckon he'd just do phenomenal stuff with this thing. So
right.
My sole contribution. It's pretty amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm just looking at the funky white ball in the main atrium. That just looks awesome.
It's and the ceiling above it. And
yeah,
the,
yeah.
Yeah, and then you move down, look at the
check out the building for the bookshelves. Oh, wow.
Isn't that amazing?
That's cool. That is very cool.
What a great place to shoot.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, just
yeah, astounding. Mike Holman would have a field day with that.
Oh, yeah. Just amazing. So, there you are. That's my whole contribution for tonight's episode.
Fantastic.
One whole thing, which I might add, whilst it may only be one thing, it's one thing more than you brought to the table.
That is a good point.
Yeah, as far as who put the hard yards in on this episode, we're looking at GL Open GL 3.3 himself. well, that's it. We're dusted. It's a short episode, but good things come in short packages.
That's right.
Or is that just vloggers?
Something like that. Have you been shooting this week?
Not a sausage, but I have. I'm actually organising.
Right.
Next Wednesday, actually.
Right.
I've just decided for the sheer halibut. I've got a model organised and we're just going to go for a shoot for a couple of hours.
Oh, nice. Just for yourself?
For no apparent logic whatsoever.
Lucky you.
Just to get out there and take some photos.
Nice.
So, yeah, so that's could be interesting.
And are you shooting in a location you have not shot before or somewhere you have shot?
Probably not. We're just going to go for a bit of a drive, see what we see, stop where we stop. Yeah,
nice.
Drop the kids at school, go out for a couple of hours, pick the kids up from school, day done.
Awesome.
Have a nap.
Fantastic.
And then cook dinner. So I'm organising another model for like another week or so past that.
Awesome.
To do the same thing as well.
Fantastic.
I'm not sure if it will be, but we'll see how we go. You know? I would like, and this is unlikely, I would like to shoot something interesting.
Right.
But it's unlikely. Okay. Well, I'll probably shoot. It's the same crap I always shoot.
Right.
But we can but hope.
Yes.
Yeah. But it's been a very, 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 very long time that I've gone out to actively shoot someone that's either not my own children or at a workshop.
Yeah, right.
So, or a tour. So that's, stay tuned.
Fantastic.
Maybe next episode, because it'll be the day after, I might have got a few images to share. We'll see.
Nice.
Not necessarily, but we'll see.
So it does beg the question, are you still shooting with your Yashica?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I love it.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm taking it with me on that shoot.
Awesome.
Yeah, I love it, the faces.
I don't know if I told you, but I joined the group on Facebook.
Did you?
Even though I don't have the camera.
No.
But it's just amazing how many people are getting on there and bitching and moaning and complaining.
But have you noticed how many people are getting there and bitching and moaning who haven't actually even got the camera?
Yes.
Which is, of course, you know, always part of the fun, isn't it? You know, let's get in there and complain about something we haven't received yet.
Of course, half of them are complaining about the fact that they don't have the camera.
Yeah, but, you know, it's coming. Yeah. That's more than you can say for a lot of a lot of Kickstarter projects. It's actually a real-world product that does exist, so, you know.
Yep.
Who knows?
Yep. All right, mate, good to catch up.
You too.
And we will.
Thank you for listening, everybody. I'm sure you're pleased you've got an extra half hour of your life now not to have to listen to another half hour of this.
That's right. We'll talk with you next week.
Take care, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
ShutterZincPodcast.com.
Another AudioTeer.com quality podcast.
For questions, comments, and feedback, email theboys@ShutterZincPodcast.com.